This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. News last week of the U.S. government's secret surveillance practices has sparked vehement debate. It's raised questions about personal data, tech companies, and protecting privacy. But the news itself, ferreted out by journalists, may never have seen the light of day if it weren't for leaked documents. It's getting harder and harder for those leaks to happen. Ashkan Soltani is an independent researcher in privacy and security online.
I think journalists are finally becoming wise to the fact that they need to take additional steps to protect their sources, right? The technologies that they rely on, that underlying data is no longer really protected or limited to just them or their organization.
Do you think we're getting to a place where it's sort of impossible to leak anymore, or leak digitally at least?
We don't make the devices, and we don't control the software, and we don't control the networks that we use, right? And as such, our devices reveal information about us for a variety of reasons, like storing your location information for advertising purposes or marketing purposes as business records. Law enforcement can say, well, hey, you have this data anyway, so give it to us under the Business Records Act.
So what else strikes you about this story?
One of the theories that I floated was that Verizon Business provides cellular and internet capability to the federal government. So, you know, all the Hill staffers, Blackberries, basically, right? And so if you were to look for a leak, this would be a very good data set to be looking at.
So far, there is no evidence that the NSA was surveilling members of the government.